FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Shindig Breakfast Show. FCUM Radio, Radio Free United of Manchester. FC United of Manchester. And what I wanted to come on and tell you right at the start of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is lovely week. All right? You know, you're used to Ben and I shouting, you're used to Ben and I being a bit silly and all that kind of stuff. But this week, it's lovely week.
What do you mean?
I mean, Ben, I've had quite a stressful week. So, you know, I thought I'd like to listen to some lovely music. Have a lovely...
Stop playing with the bloody microphone!
I'm not ready yet.
For the...
Is that not...
It's in my ears. It's like, rubbing around.
Is that not part of lovely week?
Welcome to FCM Radio Shindy Breakfast Show. This is lovely week. We've had a stressful week, so I thought it'd be nice just to play some music and
you've not given me a chance
play some lovely music and it's all let me finish. Oh. Play some lovely music and have a lovely conversation.
Are we actually recording this?
Please, for the love of God, can you shut up? One thing I was thinking about this week is what's your favourite month?
June.
Why?
It's my birthday.
And
22nd. Send me a card.
What? And is that the only reason? Because it's your birthday?
And it's Father's Day.
What's your least favourite month?
I'm going to go with July.
You see, now here's my point.
Yeah.
Why not make July your favourite month?
Because I don't like it. It's too hot and I get hay fever.
But if you start saying to yourself, July is my favourite month. I like spiders. I'm going to go travel beyond the M60. Then you're going to start kind of feeling positive about these things,
Mark,
and start embracing them. I think, Ben, it's time that you start challenging some things in your life. Like, for example, another one off the top of my head. I like having my hair cut.
But I do have my hair cut twice
a year.
Sorry,
I'm not finished. Not finished. Like a normal human being.
What's wrong with my haircut?
Just, you know, maybe start... I think we should... I'm not saying it's just you. We should all do it as society. Because we're all very negative about stuff. It's very easy to moan. I've made some of the best friends, such as yourself, through moaning. Pure negativity about the rest of society.
Yeah.
Right? Let's start being positive about things and just welcoming opportunities into our life
more. What's that got to do with me having a haircut?
Huh?
What's that got to do with me having a haircut?
Nothing. It just looks ridiculous. What else have we got to talk about? Rakes or steaks?
What, for gardening? Rakes.
Just a general question.
Oh, well, for eating steak,
yeah,
I always would refer to a fork as a rake.
Traditional method, Ben. You know, sometimes there's no point.
Isn't a fork a rake, though, in a way? But for food?
I mean, there's the similar properties.
Yeah.
Raking is more for dragging. A fork is for piercing. That'd be my point, Ben.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, thank you, mate. What would you wear on your head if houses were made of hats?
A brick.
Thank you, Ben. That is the correct answer. Well played. Katie Holmes, Eamon Holmes, or Barrett Holmes? You nearly answered that twice.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that you were going to say Katie Holmes. You went, nope. You were going to say Barrett Holmes. You went, nope.
I'm
going to say Eamon Holmes.
No, I'm not happy with being left with Eamon Holmes.
So, right, okay.
Oh. I'd rather be homeless.
Right. Let's find out what's on offer in the Shindig Prize Gallery today, shall we? In one, the Titanic. In two, a Casio keyboard. In three, Home Alone 2 on VHS. In four, you saw the whole of the moon. In five, a handmade Egyptian rug. In six, what? In seven, shoes made of booze. And Bully's special prize, an evening of wining and dining at your local Toby Carvery with Lloyd Grossman.
Oh my God.
Yay! There we go.
Solid, that Marv. Very much solid, I'm going to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favourite bit?
What?
What was your favourite? Oh, right. Oh, why did I let that get me? I don't think I've ever trapped myself into a joke before. That feels weird.
Get out, Marv.
I should. The no. Show's yours, mate. You carry on.
It's all right.
Whatever you want to do now, it's entirely up to you.
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Previously on CSI Shindig.
never give you the code. Never. Never. Computer, initialize self-destruction sequence.
Yes, Master. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Missed a bit off there, which was last week's episode, where suddenly it went to Calcutta or somewhere, and there was just a rambling man in the street.
Maybe it'll come back to it at some point in the future, Ben. It's that kind of series.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Did that previously not happen?
The previously is a setup, so it reminds you about the important thing for this episode. Okay. So that will come back at some point, Ben.
So we've totally forgotten about
that. There's two separate storylines happening, Ben, which are going to merge together at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I have got
this is like X-Files Series 8. It just merged together. Rubbish.
Right in there. I've got some bad news this week. Unfortunately...
Did you delete the file by accident? Because that would be a shame.
The budget totally dropped out of the sound effects. So, unfortunately, there's no sound effects in this week's episode.
Didn't you raid the development fund?
I did, but I spent it all on that fist fight. It was expensive. So all the sound effects this week have been, unfortunately, provided by humans, I think is the best way of putting it. Anyway, let's not make any more excuses. Here we go. CSI Shindig, Episode 7. Late. It's over.
Bang, 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 bang. Boom. Boom. Holy f***.
All right. I take it back.
CSI Shindig Episode 7. Hey? It's a turning point in the series, I'm sure you'll agree. What an exciting episode.
What's going to happen next? Follow that.
Who knows? Right, it is time.
Have you been off work this week?
Hey? No, I did that all in about half an hour earlier.
Half an hour?
Huge. What's your favourite thing about Woody Harrelson?
Everything.
What's your favourite thing? That's not an answer.
Oh, the fact he's alive. I like that.
That is a weird answer. Considering how many celebrities have died so far this year, that is a weird
answer. Just to say...
No, I'm not saying that Woody Harrelson still being alive is weird. What I'm saying is, when I asked you about your favourite thing about him, you said the fact that he's still alive. Suggesting, Ben, you've had a contract out on Woody Harrelson for a number of years now, and still no one's come through with it.
No, it's just...
$1 million for Harrelson.
It's not a hint. It wasn't a hint. It was more like a kind of... Oh, I'm glad he exists.
If I find out that you're using this radio show to communicate to an undercover spy somewhere in America, Ben, I will not.
We're not doing
let
that.
This continue.
We're not doing that, Mav. 67. We're not doing that. 67.
Pun house. Pun house. Pun house. Yeah.
Pun house.
Indeed. Yeah. Right, Ben, can you just remind people what people are getting in touch with for their puns this week?
Cartoon characters and countries. And at first, everyone sat there and thought to themselves, this is going to be tricky this week. Let me tell you, it's not been tricky at all.
Like, you know, that's the beauty of pun house. No matter how difficult it sounds, you sit there and think about it long enough, suddenly tons come to you. Right, I'm going to kick off this week.
Yes, please.
New rules imposed on Punhouse suggest that only 2 minutes and 6 seconds of the Studio Sound Ensemble's Sesame Street Manamana can be used to read out the list.
We need a clock time. That's what we need.
You know how long it lasts? I'll give you the wink this time. I didn't do it for you last time. Right.
I want a minute warning.
Here's my list first.
No.
Yosemite, Somalia, Bugs Barley, Flat Afghanistanly, Poland Rat, Tun and Jerry. Tun and Jerry. South Korea Park. Frivery Coast. Fry, of course, a character from Futurama. Jamaica and the Magic Torch. Yeah. Chili Brown and Snoopy. Now we're starting to get somewhere. Papua Smurf, New Guinea. Hello. St. Kitts and Nevis and Butthead. All right. Turkey and George, the crime busters of the sea. Also, Sri Lanka and Georgia, the crime busters of the sea.
Sri Lanka and Georgia?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Harking back to the 90s, Nicaragua Dolls. Bar Rainbow Sprite. Arabia, the Little Mermaid. Georgia, the Jungle. Kenya McCormick, as in, oh my God, they killed Kenya. Tom and Jersey, Timor and Baja. I like this one. Popeye the Isle of Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Isle of Man. Not strictly a country.
I've got Popeye Northern Pop Island.
Lovely. Guinea the Pooh. I like that one. Wiz Andorra. We Andoria. Poker Montenegro. Looney Tunisia. Pepe Le Peru. And then two belters to finish with. Panama Simpson and Transformer Republic of Yugoslavia. The Transformer Republic of Yugoslavia, Ben.
You
is no way you can beat that list.
I've got Desperate Sudan, Postman Pakistan, Sharky in Georgia, but you've had that. Fritz the Katigan Sitter.
Nice.
Ren and Stimp Egypt.
Rubbish.
Oh, right.
No, that was awful.
Tom and Germany. Andorra.
That's so bad, it's funny.
South Pakistan. Poker Monaco. Guitarzan. New Dragon Ball Zealand. Biker Mice from Morocco. King of the Philippines. Family Guyana. Peru Dog and the Dweebs. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turkeys. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turkeys.
Brilliant.
Transformers. Andorra the...
Transformers?
Andorra the Explorer. Papa Smith. Oh, sorry. Papa Smith, New Guinea, but you had that one as well, didn't you? Peter Panama. El Salvador. Oh, El Salvador Trapdoor.
Nice.
Yes. Ex-Yemen. I'm not going to get that one. UA Wally.
What?
UA Wally.
Tricky.
Palestinitunes.
1 minute left.
Palestinitunes.
Right.
Benin man.
Right. No.
Inspect Turkey Gadget.
God. Your lot have let you down this week.
Green Lantern. No? Okay. The Fantastic Former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia.
Now we're talking.
Mexico and Chicken. Sponge Bolivia. Italy and Scratchy. Tom and Jerry. That's 1940s humor, of course. Ben Tanzania. A Lad England. Scooby Peru. Shirawanda. Democratic Republic of Donkey Congo. Fraggle Iraq. He Omen. Magnet Togo. Trinidad and Tobago Bots. Ivory the Engine Coast. Poker Honduras. Fireman Samoa, Hondurasta Mouse, Pinkaranfa, and I'd just like to get this one in now, if I can. Snarf Korea.
Snarf Korea?
Mm.
What's that?
Snarf. From Thundercats.
And it's supposed to be South Korea. Is that the idea?
Sam Uruguay.
You've added the time,
Sam
Ben.
Uruguay Pizza Cats.
That's it. No,
Sam Uruguay Pizza Cats.
You don't
cats.
Get it in the time. It can't be super...
Sam Uruguay Pizza Cats. I had to explain the last one to you.
Well,
you requested
you should have put it in earlier, Ben. You should have organised your list and stopped looking for more. That's it.
Tell Spain.
That's it. No. Not a cartoon character. Right. Let's pick some of our favourites. I think from my list... Popeye the Isle of Man, I really liked. I liked Guinea the Pooh. Thought that was very straightforward. But my favourite probably was Transformer Republic of Yugoslavia.
I liked Sam Uruguay Pizza Cats. I liked the Fantastic Former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. Because that's tricky.
The long ones are really good.
That is tricky. I also liked Fraggle Iraq, which is good. There was also Iraqi races, which...
Ben, stop mentioning new ones.
I'm just saying.
You know the rules we went through before we came on the air, and you went, yes, Marv, I agree.
No, because I just ran out of time.
Well, you got to know how it works.
Ivory the Engine Coast is good as well. I highlighted Snarf Korea. I thought that was brilliant.
I think we should give joint victory to Transformer Republic of Yugoslavia.
Transformers as well.
and the Transformer Republic of Macedonia and whatever.
No. You don't. We've got to give it its proper title.
Yeah, yeah.
We've not even done the online community yet, by the way. Just to let you know. We still have things to do. Yes, the fantastic former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia.
Let's give that its joint winners. What was from the online community?
Neil Boo had a few.
Nice.
Yogi Bahamas. Which is good. Comic Book Guyana. Oh my God. How's he put that in? Sao Tome and Principe Seymour Skinner. How's he done that? You win, Neil. You win.
Congratulations, Neil, for one that I will never be able to pronounce.
That's a pointless answer. That is a country, isn't it? That Sao Tome and Principe.
Principe, yeah.
Yeah, Seymour Skinner. You can't. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Right.
Taylor Swift had a few as well, didn't he, over the weekend, which I think you should have took note of.
Did he?
Yeah, on FC Live, he added us.
Did he?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention on Saturday because I was hungover terribly. Right, for next week's Shindig Pun House, we're looking for you to get in touch with Indian cuisine and religious references. As an example, onion bar Jesus or chicken karma.